Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. It's your last chance to score Cyber Monday mega deals. Shop up to 50% off plus a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Welcome back to the Pomp and Joe Show. We have a big football game this weekend, but something doesn't feel right because both teams stink. Bob, you agree with that?
I think the whole AFC stinks, if you're going to classify it that way. Aside from... Who would have thought New England would have the number one seed in the AFC and the Bears would be the number one seed in the NFC?
And you might be looking at you really might still be looking at a playoff without Josh Allen, Lamar, or Patrick Mahomes.
That would be crazy.
That would be incredible. Here to talk about all of this from the Ravens side, one of our favorite guests, Rob Long from 105.7 The Fan in Baltimore.
There he is.
Is he at a cigar bar limits?
It
is
looks
that
like
where
he
Rob is right
yes,
now?
I am.
Look
yes,
at
I
that.
Am.
He's got a cigar in.
Yes, I am.
That's when you know that you're a big timer. This is what happens. You go to a cigar bar, have a cigar, and sit down and chat.
This is right. Amazing.
How are you, Rob?
This is not amazing. This game is not amazing. I agree with you, man. These two teams, this is probably the worst these guys have been going into this game, I can remember, in quite some time. Neither team brings anything to the table. That's fantastic. That's a team with Lamar Jackson and the Hall of Fame running back in there and Derrick Henry. Not fantastic. That's a defense with T.J. Watt on the other side. And you would think that it would be something spectacular, and it's just not.
They're just not. And we've spent the entire show talking about all that's wrong with the Steelers and Mike Tomlin's future. What is wrong with the Ravens? They still have Lamar and Derrick Henry, and I think talented guys on their defense. What's the main problem there, Rob?
Injuries has been the problem. I think it still is. I still think it's Lamar's problem. I think injuries is – I don't think he's 100%. Forget about the running not being explosive, but I don't think his legs are right. It's hard to throw the football. I said that to someone last week, and they said, he has leg injuries. Why can't he throw the ball? I said, okay, go outside and sit in the chair and try to throw the football 20 yards while sitting in the chair. It's tough with our legs. Can't throw the ball with our legs. I don't think he's healthy at all. I don't think anything else to it. People want to make other things to it. I don't think anything other than injuries with Lamar. But I also think when Ali gets more snaps, not carries, snaps the third string running back than Derrick Henry in the game, there's a problem. I said before, defensive coordinators call plays to win games. Offensive coordinators call plays to get jobs. And sometimes their game plan becomes agendas. It seems more like there's the agenda with the Baltimore Ravens on offense, because Derrick Henry doesn't get the ball carries more than 10 times in a game that was otherwise close for the most part against Cincinnati is beyond me.
So, Robin, I want to ask you about the general feeling among Ravens fans with regard to John Harbaugh late in games. I've seen this a number of times where it seems like they have leads, what should be comfortable leads, and they evaporate very quickly. What do you say about that? And is that, how accurate is that? Because every time I seem to watch him, that happens in games. And, of course, it started this year with a game in Buffalo.
It's very accurate. You know, we've seen it over and over again. We didn't see it this year either. We've seen it before. We've seen it with different offensive coordinators. We've seen it with different defensive coordinators. What happens, I have no idea. John Harbaugh is a great CEO, and he's won here in Baltimore, won a Super Bowl, have a lot of winning seasons. However, when things like that happen, when I told you about Derrick Henry getting the ball and you have your headsets on, at what point do you say, hey, Todd, I don't know what you plan to do this series, but we're going to get Henry the ball at least twice, right? You don't call the plays, but you nudge him and let him know. And that's been my biggest issue with John Harbaugh over the years. When things go wrong on one side of football to the other, what's his area of expertise? What is he adding to it? We blame the coordinators all the time. We always get rid of the coordinators. But at what point do you hold John Harbaugh accountable? And I just, for me, maybe in both cities, we're starting to look at two very good coaches. You can argue great coaches, in my opinion, who just maybe just it's time for them to go in their respective cities.
Do you think Harbaugh will be the coach next season there?
Yeah, he will be, because he just has so much money in the bank, figuratively speaking. And it's probably money that's old as well. But you can make some withdrawals when you've done all the goodwill as a coach that John Harbaugh has done in terms of winning. This team has been a perennial contender now for what? Since Lamar's been here. But that's the problem. They're a contender, and they haven't gotten through.
It sounds very similar.
Yeah, man, it sure it is. I mean, the resumes are so similar. And people are wondering about Tomlin. Rob, what's your view from afar on the Steelers and his future?
I said this to a Steeler fan just the other day. The similarity is they both won the Super Bowl. They both are perennial winners in the organization. But the difference is, in my opinion, and I'm looking at it only from the outsider's perspective, and you can correct me. I think John Harbaugh's front office has done a lot more for Harbaugh than the Steelers' front office has done for Mike Tomlin. John Harbaugh has cooked with premium ingredients and has not put that match the meal together, especially the postseason.
How much say does he have? How much say does he have in terms of the actual, buying the groceries?
Mike Tomlin buys a lot of the groceries here. If you think DK Metcalf's disappointing, Darius Slay they just got rid of, Patrick Queen, those are all Mike Tomlin guys. So he buys the groceries too.
I think John Harbaugh has his opinions weighed in. But this roster, what he's picking from is Eric DaCosta. Eric DaCosta is not the best GM in football. It's top three. And he does a great job in drafting. Let's look at the first round alone to get back in the first round to get Lamar Jackson. He's done Kyle Hamilton. He's done some great jobs, even trades, in-season trades with Roquan Smith. That's all Eric DaCosta. I don't know if John Harbaugh has gotten the most out of the roster that he's been given.
Let me ask you about wide receivers, because another similarity is both these teams do not have a whole bunch of depth at wide receiver. I don't know, who's turned out to. They go to the tight ends a lot down there. I know that with Likely and Andrews. But other than Zay Flowers, who's doing anything in the wide receiver category?
I think Rashad Bateman is underused. I think Rashad Bateman is a very good wide receiver who's very much underused. You also have a Hall of Fame wide receiver here who could be your number four receiver, D-Hop, who's underused. I disagree with that. I think they have a very good wide receiver.
But the stats don't bear that out. For some reason, they're not getting the ball a lot.
That to me is game plan. I mean, Rashad Bateman on other teams would be a 70-catch guy a year probably, at least a solid number two. I think they have a very good wide receiver room. I think it's another example of underusing the talent that you have on this roster. Zay Flowers, right. Zay Flowers, his rookie year, was averaging like 11 yards a catch. Why? Why is he catching a ball in the line of scrimmage so much? He's not that kind of build. He's not that kind of build. Get him downfield. If you use these intermediate guys, Rashad Bateman is another guy that can take the top off the defense. It's not happening. So I would argue, which I always do argue, guys, the talent on the offense is underused.
It sounds like the coordinator could be in a little trouble for next year. Todd Monken, yes?
Okay, fine. Well, the coordinator before him had the same issues. The coordinator before him had the same issues. The coordinator before him had the same issues.
Same problem here. Yep.
So we keep getting rid of the coordinators, but we keep running into the same problems.
Rob Long from
We said the same thing about Dean Pease's defense a couple of years ago. They play soft in the fourth quarter. Well, we say the same thing now, early, at least early in the season we did. Different defensive coordinator.
Rob Long from 105.7 The Fan in Baltimore. It seems like the defense has turned it around, certainly from early in the year, although the Cincinnati game wasn't great. What's been the key to that? What kind of Ravens defense are the Steelers going to see here?
They made a trade at the trade deadline, which allowed Kyle Hamilton to come back towards the line of scrimmage and play more Kyle Hamilton. I don't know whether it was his strengths or his talents. I don't know if I want Kyle Hamilton for the rest of his career with that wiry, lanky frame playing around a line of scrimmage. But it works now, and that freed up a lot of people. I think you're going to see – you got some guys who possibly come back this week as well who have returned to practice. I think you're going to see – continue to see a very good Ravens defense. The defense played better than the final score last Thursday, but when you turn the football over five times, you keep that defense on the field longer than it has to be against a dude in Joe Burrow. You give him too many opportunities, he's going to score. So I think the defense has turned things around, much like they did, if you remember, last year. They started off bad. Then all of a sudden, they became a very good defense. I think we see shades of that again this year. I think they'll be fine against Pittsburgh. And my question to you is this. What quarterback are you going with that's going to make a difference? Aaron Rodgers, I said it when you guys got him. I don't know about that move. Mason Rudolph doesn't scare me either. So I think with that combination of who you have quarterbacking and the way the defense is playing right now, I think the defense will be fine.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. It's your last chance to score Cyber Monday mega deals. Shop up to 50% off plus a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Yeah, nobody knows around here who would give them the better chance. We had four guys in here talking today, and you're right. The quarterback, the coordinator, the offense in general, that was one of the most putrid performances in the history of the franchise against Buffalo. 166 total yards, even Matt Canada. Never had a game that bad. So, yeah, they could be the elixir for anybody right now, this Steeler offense, Rob.
And to flip it, not to change topics, but, you know, I talked a little bit earlier about Derrick Henry not getting enough carries. Buffalo ran the football 51 times against that defense, averaging, what, almost 5 yards a carry.
Yeah.
So I'm hoping Todd Monken saw that. He did with the rest of
us. They did it last year to him, didn't they? I mean, 299 yards in a wild card game. That was all just run game.
Yeah, it's running the football. Yeah, so I'm hoping to see a lot of that on Sunday here.
So, Rob, I'm going to ask you this question because we've debated this, and one of these answers surprises people. But if you had to pick an AFC North winner at this point, week 14, who would it be, and how much chance do you give Cincinnati to creep in this situation?
I'm going Brewster's Million, none of the above. But, no, I mean, I'd say just because of the talent, you got to go with the Ravens. And I only go on that. There's no other reason that I would pick the Ravens other than the talent. I think if the talent finally shows up and produces, they're the better team in the AFC North. I don't believe in Cincinnati. Cincinnati will have to run the table, have too many things happen right for them. And I don't think there's enough time for that many things happen right for them. The winner of the AFC North will come from the Ravens-Steelers game on Sunday. Now, it won't happen Sunday, but one of those two teams is going to win the North.
It looks like, Rob, in the long run, you were right about Patrick Queen. There were moments of – actually, he was pretty good in some games, but there hasn't been much consistency. It just really hasn't turned out to be the guy – would you agree with that, Bob, that they thought they were getting?
I would say that, sure.
And then he openly questioned the scheme. I don't know if you saw that story last week. He openly questioned the defensive scheme. So kudos to you. I think you were right about him.
We saw it here. I just don't think – I think Patrick Queen in another life may have been a safety maybe, but he just doesn't play with that kind of tenacity at linebacker for me to be the guy, to be the answer. Like I said to you before, if you had a Roquan Smith in Pittsburgh and signed Patrick Queen, I would have felt better about the move. But you asked him to come to be Roquan Smith, and that dog and that this done hunt, not to do what you're asking him to do. He's a good football player. He's a tremendous athlete. I don't think he was the guy to do what you needed him to do.
Yeah. Speaking of those guys, or at least Roquan, what I've seen of the Ravens, especially earlier in the season, he didn't quite look like himself, and Marlon Humphrey looked like he may have lost a step. Am I right or wrong about that?
All of that was true early on. Marlon Humphrey has played better lately. Not great, better. Forced a fumble a couple weeks ago, what Marlon Humphrey does. Roquan Smith is not the Roquan Smith that they acquired from Chicago, but he's not the guy that we saw last year and early this year. He's played better. And the key is, I think the key with Roquan, we heard Ray Lewis say this before they drafted Haloti Ngata, you got to get guys off me. And I think there were too many guys on him from the line of scrimmage in his lap. And not many linebackers can play through that. With Ray Lewis, arguably the greatest in his line, in that position of all time. And he asked for them to draft somebody, and they got Haloti Ngata. So I think Roquan's biggest issue was the guys up front really hit some injuries up front, and he just didn't have the clean space that he had had in years past.
Yeah, very interesting there. I want to ask you about Lamar Jackson one more time, only from this standpoint, because I know part of his success over the years has been design running plays, Rob. I mean, they do it. I haven't seen hardly any of that. Is his injury still there to the point where they don't even call those plays anymore? Because I thought that more than anything opened up things in the passing game for him.
You could say yes. That's an easy answer. But I think some Ravens fans would tell you week one and week two, there weren't enough design run plays for Lamar. I don't know who's trying to get Lamar away from the running game. I don't know whether it's Lamar or it's the coaching staff. But you could argue that some of the design run plays that you used to see with Lamar early on in the season before the injuries had started to go away. Now you can say injuries are the reason.
How much emotional damage did the Ravens incur from that loss in Buffalo to start the season? And do you believe there's a true belief in that room that we are a team that can still get through the whole AFC?
I think there was some big emotional damage. And I think you saw it. But I'll be honest with you. I think the Detroit Lions inflicted more emotional damage on them than Buffalo, because Detroit beat them up late in that game. You look at the fourth quarter of that game, Detroit treated them like rag dolls, just making big play after big play, and it looked like they were outmatched. I personally believe it was more emotional damage in that game. And you saw the hangover effect when they ultimately went to play against the Houston Texans. They just didn't show. In terms of belief, I would guess, and I'm guessing, that there's some doubt. There's 53 men on a roster. It's hard to get 53 people on the same page. So I would bet you there's a lot of doubt in that locker room. And the only way you can erase that doubt is to go on an impressive run to finish the regular season, because right now it's not. You know, they were riding high on a long winning streak. Then there was probably some doubt looking at who they were beating. So I think in order to erase that doubt, this team has to go on a long run, because you have some teams in front of you. You talked about New England Patriots. They look legit. You have them in front of you. You have an opportunity to beat some real teams to where you say, you know, well, we can play with these playoff teams. I think that's what you want to erase that doubt. That's moving forward, not right now.
Most importantly, and we'll leave you with this, Rob, what kind of cigars you smoke in there? What's the atmosphere like in that joint?
This right here is a Perdomo Habano.
Oh,
one of my favorites.
That goes great. You know what that goes great with, Rob? A French martini. Get one of those and do it.
I'm not a martini guy. I don't like anything mixed with women, but I drink bourbon.
Bourbon. So you just take off in the middle of the day to the old cigar bar, yes?
I'm not drinking bourbon right now, though. I'm not drinking bourbon. I'm drinking a Diet A&W. It's too early for bourbon, but I am smoking me a Stogie. See, here's the deal. I also coach high school basketball, girls' high school basketball. Rosedale Christian Academy, one of the better teams in the Baltimore metro area. We finished number two last year in the metro. We're preseason ranked number two now, or number three now. So we had a game last night. So I came here because nobody's around, and I'm able to cast my film from last night up on a big old TV up there. So watch that.
Did you win?
Yeah, we won. We won. Big
game. The cigar is big time. You got to have a cigar after a win.
I'm doing a little coaching now. I'm going to hit you up for an out-of-bounds play or two. Can I?
Let's do it. Give me a holler. I'll do it. I'll send you one or two.
All right. Thank you, Rob.
What age group?
Freshman. Boys, freshman.
Freshman, yeah. I'll send you one or two.
Need a third one. I've got America's play that everybody uses as an out-of-bounds play. I need a creative new one that we can use.
There you go.
All right, and maybe Joe will be smoking a cigar tomorrow if you have a winning game.
We'll see, yeah. We'll see.
Maybe thanks,
so.
Rob.
Maybe so.
Appreciate it. Merry Christmas.
You guys have a good one. All
right. See you, man.
Merry Christmas to you, too.
Bob, he's a legend, isn't he?
I love the fact he came out with it with the cigar right off the bat.
That was amazing.
Oh, man.
I don't know what he said at the end there, whether it was anything appropriate or inappropriate. I missed that one line.
I came out of nowhere.
There's a lot to talk about here. Did Aaron Rodgers speak today yet?
I think he's going after practice today.
Is he?
Yeah, I think so.
Pat Freiermuth did. He had an opinion on his lack of use in the offense. We'll tell you what he said. Next 50-minute mark on The Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19, Peters Township. Fan Hotline, presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Cloudy today and a high of 33. Frenchie Fuqua, low of 27. Glenn Edwards. Fan weather brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. It's your last chance to score Cyber Monday mega deals. Shop up to 50% off plus a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.